Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Friday. It's a sunny day in Mill Valley. You were looking at rain this morning, huh, Nicole?
It's still cloudy now.
Oh. Yeah, it's overcast where I'm at, too.
Oh, it's windy, too.
Oh, boy.
It's like dark gray out there for me.
Damn, it's really nice here.
Everything that comes on right now, I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't the Taylor.
I know, I keep waiting for it, too.
Who is that? Who is that lady that just sang
Rachel
for
Platten.
She's
Rachel
the one Platten. Who was, she the one that was like with some dude and then he dumped her and, what was that story? Oh, Never mind. I'm totally.
Oh, there was a story. I remember that story.
Yeah, I take it back.
I didn't even want to bring it up. My bad.
Yeah.
We got music to get to. I'm about to bring us down a rabbit hole we shouldn't even be in.
It's all right.
Music.
It's fine.
Like Tristan Prettyman is the girl you're probably
That's who I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by hand soap. Lather up and don't touch your damn face. That's right.
Okay.
I like Nicole's theme. She's got all the products, you know, hand sanitizer, masks. You know, didn't she do a mask one?
Yeah.
Good job. Cool. We're gonna start before I jump in fully into the list of new things that have been released today. Nick Cordero, who is the Broadway actor who just recently passed of coronavirus or complications. From coronavirus.
His story ends very sadly, for sure.
It's incredibly tragic. Well, even if he hadn't died, he lost a leg and was due to get both his lungs replaced. So, you know, this thing ravaged him. Nick Cordero apparently is not just a Broadway star, which of course involves singing and dancing. He has released other albums. He's released albums, and his final album is due to be released on his birthday. Or what would have been his birthday on September 17th.
Oh.
It's a live album of his 2019 cabaret show at a theater in New York, and it'll be out on September 17th. She says his wife Amanda Klutz says Nick would have been absolutely thrilled to hear this news. I've never seen my husband work so hard on something and be so nervous to perform. It's called Live Your Life. And it's an album of live music.
Wow. Do you have a little life, really?
Yes.
Was that the name before, or?
Here's a song called Live Your Life right here.
Oh.
Live your life. Oh, man.
You've got your plans. I got mine.
Painful irony here. Oh.
You think?
God.
So it has guest performances from his friend Zach Braff, the guy from Scrubs. There's a woman who performs in Broadway's Jagged Little Pill. Someone from Waitress. That's the Sarah Barry Ellis.
Which I think he was in, right?
I really don't know.
I believe
if he'd ever
he was
been
in
that.
Waitress. Yeah, I think he was in that. That's where that connection comes from.
He was. He wasn't in it when I saw it here. That is a great, charming, darling, beautiful little play. I don't even want to call it little. It's a great, it's a Broadway show. But Waitress is one of my favorite shows I've ever seen on a stage. It's great. Anyway, Nick Cordero, his last album is going to be released September 17th. And we'll have that, and we'll try to have some cuts from that on the new music. Maroon 5 have a new song out today. It's called Nobody's Love. And in the video, if you haven't watched it yet, they are advocating for decriminalization of marijuana. Not necessarily full national legalization, but full national decriminalization. They actually had said, the video ends with a quote attributed to the ACLU, which goes, "It's time to end the war on marijuana. The aggressive enforcement of marijuana possession laws needlessly ensnares hundreds of thousands of people into the criminal justice system and wastes billions of taxpayers' dollars. What's more, it's carried out with staggering racial bias. Despite being a priority for police departments, the war on marijuana has failed to reduce marijuana use and availability and diverted resources that could be better invested in our communities." So that's how they end the video. And as I was looking at some of the lyrics, it doesn't really say all that much about marijuana, but he's rolling joints during it.
Oh,
during the, in
I
the
used
video.
To be fairly good at that. Were you a good doobie roller?
I don't think I was ever known for my doobie rolling skills, Vin. No,
I rolled
but,
a pretty good doobie in my day.
It's good to have skills. All right, so here is Maroon 5's "Nobody's Love."
I can't tell if I'm supposed to ask you to slow dance with me, or are we just gonna?
Yeah, how do? Like, you know,
it's a little.
I think
difficult.
It's a little fast for a slow dance, but you know, we could do the groovy shoulder thing.
I don't like that kind. I like if you're gonna dance, it needs to be bouncy and loud and
I'm
crazy. That allows you and others to not necessarily be so focused on each other. You know, like, wow, that guy can't dance. He sucks.
There'll probably be some good TikTok dances to this.
Maybe.
They'll teach us how to dance to it, Ben.
All right.
You know, it's funny because I never like new Maroon 5 songs until I've heard them 10 times. And then I'm like, oh, this is... Then I find myself singing it as I'm folding laundry. I'm like, oh, I guess I do love this song.
Not every song can be like this one. Don't show up.
Yeah, now we're dancing.
It's so hard to not move to that song, you know?
Right,
I just need to get that. We work it out. Woo!
Oh, it's so good.
So good. All right, you guys, let's jump into Taylor Swift. Hot. She let us know yesterday that she was releasing an album. And so not a lot of lead up to it. When her entire tour got canceled for this year, and along with everybody else's, she said, well, I got some time. Let's do some stuff. I got some ideas. This is her 8th album. She just announced it yesterday. And we are going to... And it's the reviews are... Actually, they almost seem fake. They're so
well, Masterpiece
good.
Is a big compliment. So
yes.
That's what I saw in the paper today. So I'm really interested to hear what she came up with.
The first single is a track called Cardigan. You want to start there, Bryn?
Sure, if you want to. Let's see. Let me cue that one up. Here it is.
And then I'll let you walk us through the rest because I assume you have all the tracks. It's up to you.
Yeah, I've got
But this is the one you'll be hearing on Alice right off the bat.
His hand is up.
Is this song about sweater boobs? Because sweater boobs are incredible. And I just had like a flashback of all the sweater boobs I've ever touched. And I was thinking, she really has nailed it. Like that is that is a highlight to live in.
Let's
sweater
just
boobs.
Go with that. Let's.
All right.
It doesn't sound like it's a metaphor for anything. It's just about sweater muffins, sweater puppies.
Right.
Whatever
Thank
called.
You. Okay,
you
crank
it.
That back Let's, up, Bryn. Thank you.
Sure.
All right.
I'm going with it, Ben.
Good. But I knew you, playing hide and seek and giving me a weekend's
eye. I knew you, your heartbeat on the high. It's pretty. I'm not hearing Masterpiece in that, but it's pretty.
You haven't heard it 100 times yet.
That is true, Vinny. Usually Masterpieces take a while to grow on you. All right, what else is on this record?
This next one is called The One. The and a number one. Here it is. Been saying yes instead of no. I thought I saw you at the bus stop. I didn't, though. I hit the ground running each night. Sunday matinee. You know the greatest films of all time.
were never made. I guess you never know, never know. And if you wanted me, you really should have showed. And if you never bleed, you're never gonna grow. And it's all right now.
I like that, all right.
That's pretty.
That's pretty good.
That's sort of what I expected from an album called Folklore.
Like it, you know what? I thought.
Stripped down.
As you started the song, I went, you know, a reviewer is probably feels obligated to give her a good review because she will come for you.
Mm.
Taylor Swift will turn on you and come for you.
There'll be you a horrible become, song about you.
Yeah, there's trouble, and she'll send the Swifters or whatever they are. What is Swiffer? What are they?
What are they called?
The Swiffers. Yeah. The Swifties, I think.
Whatever. Aren't she'll they? Send them for you. So, yeah, maybe that's why she got Masterclass as opposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, they're the Swifties.
Oh, Swifties. Okay.
Swifties,
all right.
They'll come for you. So
yeah, you got to be careful.
That'll get you Masterpiece every time.
Careful what you say about Taylor Swift. All right, give us some more Taylor Swift songs. I'm riveted.
This next one's called Seven.
This is very mellow, this record.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a song featuring Bon Iver?
Yes, there is. That's the
do
last
you have
one
that?
I pulled.
Okay.
Yeah, I sure do. It's called Exile. Here it is.
And it took you 5 whole minutes to pack us up and leave me with it. Holding all this love out here in the hall. I think I've seen this film before. And I didn't like the ending. You're not my homeland anymore. So what am I defending now? You were my town. Now I'm in exile seeing you out. I think I've seen this film before.
This is super pretty.
I like this one the most.
His voice is amazing.
I haven't That's kept really up with pretty. Them, but I really loved that first album he made. I and at the time I still call him Bon Iver, but you know, whatever.
What is I hear him referred to as a dude, but also as it's the band. Like, what is the is he
Bon
is he
Iver
just the guy?
Is not the that dude's name. No.
Okay.
He's got a different name.
So when
name
you say
and
it's
Bon
Iver, it's like it's
That's the band.
But it seems to just be the singer, too, even though it's not his name.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, you're confusing me now. His name's not Bon Iver, and you guys keep saying, you and Jane both say Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. Bon Iver.
Okay, whatever. I bought that album when it first came out because I really liked it, but I haven't kept up with these guys. They're good, though. There you go.
Justin Vernon's the dude's name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're saying, I mean, they're actually saying it's featuring the band's name, and then, but it's just, I think it's just this guy. Anyway, was there anything else that particularly struck you on this record that you wanted to?
No, this is the one I like the most so far.
Yeah, I love this. There is, so the album's out today, and you can get it, you can stream it, but if you, there's a bonus track if you buy it, so, you know, Swifties are going to be all over this, I'm sure. The physical versions will have a bonus. And we even heard a rumor there's cassette versions of this if you want them. Some people really do have a whole little Taylor collection, so I'm sure they will want all of that. Maybe it comes with a tape recorder, too, so that you can actually play it. The physical version has a song called The Lakes on it, and you can get that on our website. I heard there was a new Kanye West record this Friday. He said so earlier this week. It's called Donda. I looked for it and did not find it. Bryn, did you find it?
I sent you that link about it being postponed because I think he...
Yeah, I just wanted you to say, nope, I looked and I couldn't find it either.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you wanted me to say that.
Follow script, Bryn.
We didn't go over this.
No, I just figured you'd also join me in my little joke.
But oh, I didn't realize you were a joke. I didn't even get the joke. Sorry.
The joke is he said 2 days ago there's a record and today we all looked for it and it wasn't there.
The rumor is that he's beefing so hard with Taylor that he didn't want to drop his album, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the rumor is. It's the greatest album of all time. You just haven't heard it yet.
I think it's pretty clear he's having a serious meltdown and probably not, like, we shouldn't take what he says to heart at all.
No, right? I mean, am I the only one who went, yeah, I'm sure there's an album on Friday? Like, you know. No, not in the middle of all this, Kanye. It's don't put that kind of pressure on yourself. I mean, you're running for president, for God's sake.
Jesus
Christ,
I know.
This guy. And in the middle of a divorce, too, apparently. I guess. I don't know.
One of the clips I can't get over is when all these people showed up to that press conference that he had or whatever that thing was.
Rally.
The rally where he's wearing a bulletproof vest but no mask. And in the middle of all of this abortion talk, and he's melting down and crying, and someone yells, "We love you, Kanye." I'm just thinking, do you though? I mean, you showed up here to watch this guy come apart at the seams. Do you really love him, or are you just
enjoying
here
him
to roll video and go share that with the other? It's awful what's happening to that guy.
It is awful. We're just about out of time. There are two more things. I want you to pick your favorite song from each of these, Brinny. Logic. This is his last album before he quits music and starts a variety show of some kind. There's a lot on it that you liked?
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. Logic's good. It's the other one's good. There's a few ones.
The Neon Trees.
There's a few albums that I wanted to get out to.
Damn it.
But it's fine, you know.
Well, we knew we were gonna. Yeah. All right. Give me one song from Logic's "No Pressure," his final album.
Oh man, Perfect or Dad Bod, guys.
Dad Bod.
Oh God. Dad Bod.
Here we go.
Honey, he's great.
He is great.
Boy, that is a loss for music that he's allegedly never doing another album.
He is so not going to retire.
Right, no kidding, obviously. Come on. He has to keep going. Listen to how amazing he is.
Oh, there's going to be a moment doing his other job where he goes, I left making music for this?
Yeah, this is not fun. This is a lot of work. And then finally, I want to do the Neon Trees. Is Neon Trees the one that came and did a secret show with us? Or was that a different band?
No, that wasn't. Neon Trees didn't do it.
It wasn't Neon Trees. Probably think about The Script or something.
Yeah, The Script. That's who it was. Yeah. Uh-huh. Neon Trees has a new record out today. Nothing to do with our secret show. I Can Feel You Forgetting Me is the name of their fourth album. And what? Give me your favorite one off of this.
Here's New Best Friend. Sun goes down
that I've seen. Coke and Crown. 11-7.
This isn't the most popular one on the track, though. I'm just playing with
but
what
you
I like
this
here.
One.
Yeah, I'll play the other one real quick.
Ah, sounds like an Alice Essential to me.
I like that a lot.
I'm obsessed. I'll wait till Jane tells me if I am or not. All right, Vinny, there's just a little glimpse of the new music today. What do you got coming up?
I got a pimp hooker story.
Awesome.
All right.
I also got a Florida news reporter's life is saved by a viewer.
Oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.